going 100, so I'm just excited to be on this. But I've got to watch this feed because I don't want the police behind me. What praise, Lord? Let's go to the Lord's Prayer. Gracious Father, our Heavenly King, we come to you this morning. We are forever grateful for this day that you have made, for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank and praise you that you are our Savior, you are our God, our Redeemer, our Abba Father. Father, we thank you so much for being able to get up this morning with all of our activity of our limbs, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for being Spirit-led today. And Father, we ask that you continue to be with us as we gather here on this PMC call to hear a Rhema word. We thank and praise you for the founders, O Lord, Dr. T.K. Robinson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and for the entire Artists International family. Now, dear God, we ask that you bless them indeed. O God, that you bless Dr. P.K. Roberts with her joy retreat, O Lord, bringing more joy to others. O God, that whatever their hands touch, whatever Dr. P.K. Roberts, whatever Dr. Vanessa's hands touch, whatever the disease, the daily old family's hands touch, Lord, that it prospers. And not just prosper for them, but that may be a blessing to others. Father, we thank and praise you for our speaker who will bring a word, Lord, that we know is rich, a word that we know that we need to hear, a word that is life-changing, Lord. And Father, that and we ask that you bless the speaker indeed, Lord. Increase their territory, Lord, that your hand be upon them, oh Father, that they experience no harm. Father, just like with the prayer of Jabez, and you blessed it indeed. You gave them this request. So now that's what we're requesting for the speaker this morning. Now we bind Satan in the name of Jesus. And we know this call goes forth with clarity. And we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us. Bless them indeed. Oh, Lord, we pray. We give you thanks, and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family. Let's go out and have a War Love Monday and share, show some extra love to somebody today. Post, are you there?
Yes, I am. Minister Willa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you. I tell you, out there in Florida, enjoying that early morning sun in Florida, God bless you for seating and greeting everyone this morning and opening us up with that powerful, powerful prayer. And I tell you, more love Monday. That is totally, totally awesome. We all need more love. Thank you so much. Well, good morning, TMC family. And I join Minister Willa in welcoming you to the Master's Call. My name is Brenda Terrell, and I reside in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. And we thank God for each and every one of you this morning. Now, if this is your first time joining us, we give you a special good morning and welcome to you. And we're so glad that you took the time to join us today and be a part of the Master's Call. Now, we're here every Monday through Friday. Well, here in on the Central Time, it's 7 a.m., and, of course, Eastern Time is 8 a.m., and then on the Pacific Time is 5 a.m. Praise God, and we thank God for you being with us this morning. We thank God for this call each and every morning, and it's been here since October 2010, and it was created by two victorious women of God, and we thank God for them. They are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Super Fantastic, and Dr. Dimples, and then we also have Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is our Mother Eagle. We thank God for the scripture that this call is established on, and it's Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement that we stand firmly on, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we encourage you to invite your family and friends to join us each and every morning and let them know that it's a wonderful, wonderful way to start their day. Now, we have a website that you can visit, and it is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And there you will be able to get the past messages and see the bios. And I tell you, great information that's put on there each and every day to follow up on our messages that we hear each morning. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, such as being a greeter or being a host or just saying, yes, I got a word from the Lord. Well, you can do so by submitting your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And also, if you have prayer requests or praise reports, you can send that information as well to the same email address. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or myself will get with you. We're blessed to be a part of this phenomenal health and wellness company, and which knitted us together here on the Master's Call, and it is Artists International. I tell you, it is the best wealth and health and wellness company here on this side of heaven. Now, that company was formed by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. And to get more information, you can listen to our morning motivational call that's held every morning after this call. And it is geared up by our platinum president. We call her the godmother, Dorothy Cook, and other leaders that give us vital information every Monday through Friday. And it is the morning motivational call. That number is 530-881-1300. Again, it's 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. Now, I tell you, we are so excited because we are 2 days away from starting off this transformation challenge that's taking place, and all across the country, people are geared up where whether you want to lose weight or release weight or just get in shape, you can do so by getting with the person that invited you on this call and say, yes, I want to join. It's only $30 for the registration, and you can join the group of us who are excited to go forth and be transformed. It will be a 90-day program, and I tell you, we are all excited and delighted that God has put this in place for us not only to get in shape, but as have the opportunity to win some cash money. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So we're excited about that. Well, I'm going to get out of the way because I know we all want to hear a word from the Lord this morning. It is a fresh Monday morning. We're starting a new day, a new week, and we have the woman of God that's going to give us a profound word this morning. And I tell you, I don't know anybody else that can give it to us on a Monday morning like this lady. I am so excited about our very own co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. This woman of God, I tell you, she is well known all across the world, okay? This woman of God has, not only is she a product of Spelman College, but she's a product of Oral Roberts University. She's a product of being an industrial engineer. She's a product of being a co-pastor in various places, preaching and teaching the word all around the country. And I believe in around some parts of the world. I tell you, this woman of God has a word in her heart, in her mind, in her spirit that goes forth and it penetrates. It penetrates to no end. And when you hear what God says through her, you know that she has been under the anointing. She's been at the feet of Jesus. She speaks the truth. She speaks in love. She speaks with integrity. And she speaks with revelation. We give God glory for our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, because this woman of God covers us even in Artists International. She covers us even as a team player. She covers us in every aspect of our lives, and I thank God for her. I introduce to some and present to others none other than our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon in Texas. I tell you, are you there, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon?
I am very humbled, and yes, I am here this morning. Wow, I thought, who is she talking about? Praise God for you, Minister Brenda, and I am so humbled and honored that you have served and are serving so efficiently and effectively as our prayer general. Thank you, Minister. Well enjoyed that Florida sunshine and a little rain. I'm looking on the TV down in Florida. We're praying for you as the Lord orders your steps on your venture. I am sorry to bring a little bit of bad news, but it's good news in God because we have hope to our family this morning. And I have been on the phone early this morning with Dr. P.K. Roberts, who wanted to be here to thank you all so much for all the birthday shout-outs that she received on Friday. And many of you know her actual birthday was yesterday. And yes, I know Homegirl celebrates it the whole month. And before I forget, let me put a pin in that. And we want to say a happy birthday to Minister Wanda Walker out of Chicago, because today is her birthday, and we do celebrate her. But Dr. P.K. Had gone down to Mississippi for her family reunion, and everything was just going so good. Many of you all have been seeing all the pictures that she had been posting on Facebook, and we have been praying because her sister Mary had been ill. And on Sunday, they had such a beautiful day. Mary went to church. She dedicated her life to the Lord, and Davola had made it down, her daughter, just a beautiful time. And Dr. P.K. does not play cards, and told me that the Lord told her when she was on her way home to go back to her sister. And long story short, her sister went home to be with the Lord yesterday. And, of course, that was hard for her, as she said, on her birthday. And, you know, Platinum to President Gail and myself had to remind her, no, she went home to see Jesus on your birthday, and that's a celebration. I'm going to ask you all to really lift her up, praying with her again this morning right before I got on the call. And this is a hard one. She's very close to her sister Mary, and called out her sister, her daughter Connie, Mary's daughter Connie, who's not taking it well at all. But we know God is faithful, and she was on her way back to Florida, so now she's going to just stay there. I am asking you all to please, please, please do not call. Let me say that slowly. Do not call Dr. P.K. If you want to text her or Facebook her, that's fine. But please do not call her. Pray for her. That's what we need this morning. We need the prayers of the righteous, because not only did she lose her sister, she had just got the news that a dear, dear friend she had grown up with and known all her life, he had passed earlier that day. And then she was trying to get over that when she got the phone call to come back quickly, because her sister had stopped breathing. And at the hospital, Dr. P.K. said she don't even know why. Out of all the big family there at the hospital, they called back there for her. I said, honey, the Holy Ghost even knew that you were the chaplain, to have them call on the chaplain, that she was able to tell the family. But I prayed with her again this morning right before I came on the call, and she's going to be okay. God's got her, and as I told her, I would let her family know, her GMC family, her artist family, so that we can lift her up in prayer. So God is faithful. I'm glad she got to spend a wonderful day with her sister before her sister went home to be with the Lord. Thank you again for your prayers in advance, and I know you all will govern yourselves accordingly, and that means do not call, but pray for our beloved Dr. P.K. Roberts. There is a word from the Lord this morning, and we want to get to that to encourage us today that God is faithful. I was blessed this weekend to minister at our church. We had a mission retreat, and the theme that our leader had given us was, are you sold out to Christ or still straddling the fence? Are you sold out to Christ or still straddling the fence? And it was two speakers, and the first speaker was given the assignment to speak about, do you own your money or does your money own you? And I tell you, there was a lot of meat I was selling Minister Carl. I think I'm going to take that one and work on that one for a while. And I was given the assignment to speak on get off the fence, it's your choice. And I was praying, especially after I got all the calls and stuff this morning, and the Lord said, minister that, because there's many people right now who are in the crossroad, in the cusp of making some very pivotal and critical decisions, and they got to get off the fence and make a quality choice for Jesus. Even as the body of Christ, we are being challenged like never before to decide whether we are going to be bold witnesses for the Lord or whether we're going to submit and cower down to the popularity of the world and of the flesh and many times of the enemy. all of us are being challenged in our individual circles. And again, with our going in and coming out, are we going to do what the word says, or are we going to be politically correct? You know, many of us have had people before us who carried the batons of truth and integrity, and now it's been passed on to us. So we have to decide this morning, as I minister to us, to get off the fence. It's your choice. See, in other words, you can't stay in a place of indecision. You can't stay in a place of, I'm looking to one side, that grass looks green, but I'm looking to this side, and I know that's truth, and decide and just say, well, I'm kind of in the middle. No, 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 no. Get off the fence. But again, it's your choice. God never created robots. He created children of choice. And our text scripture, the two that we're going to hone in on this morning, one comes from Joshua 24, that 15th verse. And Joshua, you know, in that whole book, I love how it starts out in that first chapter. God reminds Joshua, Moses is dead. In other words, homeboy, get off the fence. There's work for you to do. It's your choice whether you're going to finish the assignment and lead them into the promised land. And that verse 15 in chapter 24 says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served, they were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And then in Matthew 6, very familiar scriptures, 24, and then we're going to go to that 33rd verse. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. In other words, we have to decide and get off the fence. But this is the key verse 33 that most of us know. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I tell you, this morning I'm challenging many of you all. Get off the fence. Make a decision. But it is your choice. You know, Revelations 3:16 says, so then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. And spew is an aggressive spitting out. It is just a little word. This is like, yuck. And he spews you out. Let me give you three principles this morning in support of why we must, as believers, as the light, as the voice and the mouthpiece of the ministers in the marketplace. We have to get off the fence. But again, it is always our choice. First, make the choice and choose to be committed. Firstly, make a choice and choose to be committed. I'll never forget when I first graduated from seminary at Oral Roberts, and God was giving me several different workshops and topics I would teach. One of the main topics that God really, really had me teach a lot of places, and it was entitled, No Decision is a Decision, Ask Pontius Pilate. Okay, let me let that one soak in. No decision is really a decision, Ask Pontius Pilate. When you say, well, I just don't know, I'm just not going to do anything, well, that was still a decision. That was still a decision to be indecisive. So either we love God in word and deed, or we don't really love God at all. You see, love is action, but it's also an attitude. Love is putting your hand to the plow to do the work of the kingdom, but it's also an attitude to have a heart of gratitude and be grateful for what God is doing in us and through us. And we have to make that decision that the agape love requires me to get off the fence and help out, be Jesus' hand extended, open my mouth, speak words of comfort and encouragement, have a heart that is tender and submitted to the voice and the will of God. We're talking about, firstly, making a choice and choosing to be committed. Because, see, where there's no choice, there comes confusion and no clarity. And that's not God. You know, James 1:8, James is my favorite book. He was a half-brother of Jesus. He saw the saints and the eights. And in that eighth verse in chapter 1, he said, a double-minded man is what? Unstable in all of their ways. Are you a holy schizo? You know, up and down, happy and easily depressed, firm and easily becoming flimsy? That fourth chapter of James, that eighth verse says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Yeah, I believe in change, but not daily changing your opinion, not daily changing your stance, not up and down. Of course, life is going to have some challenges, but we still have to get off the fence, and it is our choice. So secondly, you know, after we first made a choice, and we choose life and not death, we choose blessings and not curses, and we choose to be the head, not the tail, and we choose to walk by faith and not by sight. We want to, secondly, let our light shine. It's our choice, secondly, to let our light shine. See, the theme is, are we sold out to Christ? Are we straddling still the fence? Well, there has to be at least a spark on the inside to be able to shine on the outside. You know, we got to give God something to work with. We have to choose to stir up the gifts. We have to choose to want to be his voice. Remember, we cannot serve God without serving his people. I get so tickled when I hear people say, well, I love my heart, but I just don't want to be around people. They're telling me, sweetheart, I don't want water to be wet. Sorry, you cannot serve God without serving his people, his saints and his ain'ts. To choose to let our light shine means we are intentional. Let me say that word again, intentional in serving others. See, we say it a lot in artists where we want to share and show, but see, caring is sharing, and sharing is caring enough to share and show the love of Christ. I don't want you to just talk about how much you love the Lord. I need to see a little something, something. Every once in a while, we can't keep being these secret agent saints, 007 Holy Ghost saints. No. Let our light shine. Remember, get off the fence. It's your choice. Third principle I want to talk about briefly this evening. When we get off the fence, we always, and here's the key one, this is the one that I speak all the time, speak the truth in love. Get off the fence and always speak the truth in love. The theme of our ministry, Gathering of the Eagles Ministry, that the Lord birthed to me back in 1996, he took me straight to that scripture, Ephesians 4:15, to speak the truth in love that we may grow up and the Lord Christ Jesus in all things. Because sometimes it's not what you say, but it's how we say it. And even right now in the world, Christians who are conservative to the word of God, we're coming off so mean-spirited, so insensitive, so legalistic. It's not that what we're saying is not true, because homosexuality is not of God. The gay movement is not of God. Abortion is not of God. Many of the sins, and remember, adultery, fornication, lying, James tells us there's no big or little sins. They're not of God. But we can't literally, with the Bible, beat the hell out of people. No, we're called to love the hell out of people. By what? Speaking the truth in love. So in that third principle, first, be true to yourself. Be honest before God of our own shortcomings. Look in the mirror. Be truthful about our strengths before God, but be so honest about our weaknesses and ask the Lord to help us. Be open before God so we can show, then grow in grace and stature. And then we have to remember when we're speaking the truth in love that light and darkness cannot share the same space at the same time. Get off the fence and speak the truth in love. The Bible is clear, and God's principles are concise. Truth is a thread throughout his word, not compromise. See, being on the fence implies compromise. Being on the fence shows indecision. Being on the fence displays being double-minded. Being on the fence displays lukewarm, spewing out of God's mouth. Being on the fence allows you, yes, to see both sides, but you're not committing to either side. Being on the fence allows you to see both right and wrong, but you're not committing to either one. Being on the fence allows you to see both love and hate, but not displaying either one. The change in Charleston, the change of a flag coming down, is because a word called forgiveness was not just expressed when the family faced the killer. It was demonstrated by a whole city and nation in peace, and it disarmed, it dismantled that foul spirit of racism. The Word of God requires us to get off the fence and always speak the truth in love, not worrying about being politically correct, but by worshiping God in His Word. So in conclusion today, a simple question: is it our quest to let our light shine? Are we sold out to Christ? And I mean sold out, full to the brim in love with Jesus. Are we sold out to Christ so there's no compromise in our character or conversation? Are we sold out to Christ and His Word about any sin? God's been faithful to us and faithful to His Word. So you must choose, I must choose, to be committed. I must choose to be that light, let that little light shine. And I must choose to always, always speak the truth in love. I decree in our lives that we'll be those ministers in the marketplace, armed and equipped, committed, letting the light shine, and delivering the message with the love of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Wow, wow, wow. I knew we were going to have a word that was going to penetrate the heart this morning. I thank God for you and thank God for His Word this morning. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. And Minister, Dr. Vanessa, I will call you back to close us out. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We honor you and we glorify you. We thank you, Lord, that this is Monday, a new day, that you have given us, O God, to seek your face. And Father, we say, forgive us for all our shortcomings. Forgive me, God, for anything that I have done, Lord, that may have taken away from what your purpose is in my life. Thank you, God, for each individual on this call, Lord God, for giving us all another chance, another opportunity to say thank you and forgive us, Lord, of all our shortcomings. We glorify you, Father, for the blood of Jesus that washes all our unforgiveness, washes away all our shortcomings, washes away everything, Lord God, that's not of you. And we ask you, Lord, that you fill us up as we steadfast on your word, look to you who is the author and finisher of our faith, look to your word and meditate on your word day and night, knowing that it will penetrate our hearts and that we can be doers and ministers of your word. And as we seek your face, Father, we thank you for doing the work in us. Lord God, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa. We ask that you continue to strengthen her, keep her in perfect peace. Bless her household, Lord God. Bless her mother, Lord God. Bless all that pertains to her, Father God. We thank you, Father, for giving her, Lord, the strength to carry forth, Lord God, that you encourage her and let her know, Father, that you're there for her and that you that everything that she desires, Lord God, we declare and decree that it is given to her, Father God, because she is your child. And we thank you, Father God, that you are blessing her abundantly above all that she can ever ask or think. We thank you, Father. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you minister to Dr. PK and her family, Lord God, through this time of their hour, Lord God. As her sister went home to be with you, Father God, strengthen her daughter, Connie, Father. Let her know, Father, that your arms are around her. Let her know, Father God, that you never leave her or forsake her, that you have a purpose for her life as she goes forth, Lord God, to minister as unto you, Father God, that her mother has left a legacy, Father, for her to carry on. And we glorify you, Father, for doing a work, Lord, that no man can see. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you. Bless them, Father, in the name of Jesus. as they go through this hour, Lord God, and all other bereaved families, Father God, minister to them in a very special way. And we glorify you, Father, because your word goes forth and never returns void. It always accomplished what you sent it to do. We thank you, Father, for our birthday, ladies, Lord God, Dr. PK and Minister Wanda, Lord God. We ask that you bless them. Keep them in perfect peace as their minds are stayed on you. Bless everything that pertains to them, Father God, and let them carry forth this month, Lord God, glorifying your name, Father God, as you have blessed them with another year. Lord God, we ask that you strengthen everyone on this call. Strengthen the artist family in its entirety, Father God. Strengthen the Diaz Delia Arm family, Father God. Dr. Spiller and his family. We thank you, Father, that your word is going forth, hallelujah, and it is penetrating the hearts that we go forth and be the ministers that you call us to be. We give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise, and all that you do in Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, the playback for this number, 712-432-1085. The pin is the same, 957-677-POUND. And, of course, the motivational call is up. And you can listen to that. It's 530-881-1300. And the PIN is 539-598-POUND. Well, we thank you for joining us, and we're asking Minister Willard that you continue to drive safely and be blessed. And thank you for doing a wonderful job this morning. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, thank you for that awesome, awesome word as we go forth in the marketplace. Would you come back and give us the benediction?
Yes, I will. And, again, thank you so much for, I can just know your hearts are open and receptive and asking you to, again, keep Dr. PK in prayer and her family, asking again, and that also includes our TMC family. Don't say, I know she said everybody else, but not me. No, I mean you too. Do not call Dr. PK, please. Like I said, if you want to hit her on Facebook, if you want to send her a text, that's fine. She really has not slept at all, and I encourage her to lay down and take care of some things if she has to, but I let her know that we would be praying for her, and that's what we really, really need from each and every one of you. Father God, I thank you for your word today, that we're going to be good soldiers and not be on the fence. Indecision is not part of our character. We will make a decision that will always glorify you. We always ask for your mind. Give us the mind of Christ. As we leave this call, as we go out this day, as we are equipped to do the work of the kingdom, we thank you for your word and your will showing up big in our life. We thank you for this More Love Monday, and we will have more of your love in our conversation, in our actions, in our motives. And then I thank you, Lord, with all that we do and say, we will point people to the cross, surrounded by the blood of Jesus, the favor of God flowing through us. We'll celebrate who you are, and be grateful that we are your children. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a fantastic day. Be blessed. As Dr. PK would say, have a super fantastic day. Bye-bye.